WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This is the fourth part of a multi-part series on air masses and their classification. In this episode of 101, we'll take a look at continental polar air masses. A continental polar air mass is characterized by low dew points, cold temperatures, and a high degree of stability. The denseness of continental polar air creates surface high pressure and a trough aloft, especially when this air moves into lower latitudes. Precipitation in association with continental polar air is usually light due to the dryness and low moisture capacity of the air. Precipitation is most common on the edges of the air mass, especially where it intersects and displaces maritime tropical air. Precipitation within a continental polar air mass is elevated and dynamically induced. These dynamical uplift mechanisms include jet streaks, isentropic lift, and positive differential vorticity advection. Cold surface temperatures and a dry boundary layer inhibit thermodynamic convection. But like many air masses, continental polar air modifies rapidly as it moves to the south. The dew points remain low, but the temperature of this air mass increases when moving south due to such factors as warmer soil temperature, a shallower air mass, higher sun angles, and a lack of surface snow cover. Continental polar air will modify less rapidly if soil temperatures are abnormally low to the south, and especially if surface snow cover exists. On some occasions, the subtropical jet will overrun the shallow continental polar air, resulting in less modification of the air mass due to reduced solar heating. Once continental polar air modifies, it loses the true CP classification and becomes modified mid-latitude continental air. Next week, another continental air mass with tropical origins. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.